Highbridge Audio presents Passage to Juno, written and read by Jonathan Raven. The boats were fitting out at the last minute for their spring migration to the Alaskan fishing grounds. The resinous, linseed oily smell of varnish and wet paint hung thickly in the still air of the terminal. There was the continuous happy racket of electric saws and sanders, hammers, drills and roaring blowtorches. Diesel engines were being hastily disemboweled, their black innards laid out part by part on afterdecks, while their bloody-knuckled owners muttered to themselves as they puzzled over camshafts and clearances. Pickup trucks, laden to the gunwales, were drawn up alongside those boats that were now most nearly ready to leave, and wholesale boxes of Dintymore's stew and Campbell's soup and plastic-wrapped bales of toilet tissue were being swung aboard on hoists. In Seattle, the city of virtual reality, it was always a pleasure to come to this last bastion of old-fashioned work, with its nets, crab pots, paintbrushes and carpentering, to its outdoor faces seamed with experience, and to its long-established family air, generation following generation into the same industry. Grandparents, now too shaky on their pins to make the trip, were still important figures at fitting out time. They drove trucks, varnished brightwork, repaired nets, tested circuits. Unlike nearly all of their contemporaries, their skills had not dated. At Fisherman's Terminal, the past, and sometimes the far distant past, was alive and usable as it was almost nowhere else in the future-fixated United States. For someone my age, there was comfort in that. Most days I found an excuse to drop by. I liked the boat.